Good morning from Fast Company. Here's our daily look into what's driving today's creative business leaders.
This podcast is sponsored by Ramp. Are you the decision maker in your company? Consider this. For the first time in decades, there's a better option for a corporate card and spend management platform. Meet Ramp, the only corporate card and spend management system designed to help you spend less money so you can make more. Most corporate credit cards offer points as incentives, but those points amount to less than they're worth in real cash value. Ramp's business cards offer you cash back, real money in your pocket. Plus, you control who spends what with each vendor. And Ramp software collects and verifies receipts automatically, which means you'll stop wasteful spending and close your books in hours instead of days. Businesses that use Ramp add up to 5% to their bottom line the first year. If you're a decision maker, adding Ramp could be one of the best decisions you've ever made. And now get $250 when you join Ramp for free. Just go to ramp.com/easy. ramp.com/easy. ramp.com/easy.
Cards issued by Sutton Bank and Celtic Bank, members of FDIC. Terms and conditions apply.
As a longtime foreign correspondent, I've worked in lots of places, but nowhere as important to the world as China. I'm Jane Perlez, former Beijing bureau chief for The New York Times. Join me on my new podcast, Face Off, U.S. versus China, where I'll take you behind the scenes in the tumultuous U.S.-China relationship. Find Face Off wherever you get your podcasts.
The past several years have been difficult for business leaders. Many founders were hoping to take their companies public in 2022 or 2023. Instead, many leaders had to restructure their businesses. And although a handful of companies seem to be gearing up for an IPO in 2024, even more seem to be heading for more layoffs this year. Leaders like these now have to recalibrate. Many leaders feel like they are sprinting. Now they have to focus on their psychological fitness alongside their company's financial fitness. If you feel out of gas, here are four ways to motivate yourself to lead your company skillfully for the next several years. If you no longer feel motivated, your first step should be to fall back in love with the problem you originally hoped to solve. Take yourself back in time to remember why you originally started this business. Did you want to scratch your own itch around an issue you were having yourself? Maybe even unearth your original business plans to remind yourself of your own interest in this topic. Rahul Vora, the co-founder of Superhuman, actually goes to the trouble of pitching himself if he feels something losing momentum. It's very easy to lose sight of the enormous opportunity because you're just dealing with the day-to-day, he says. Go back to your last fundraising deck and literally pitch yourself. Read through it and you'll be like, oh yeah, this rocks. This is going to be a huge, ginormous company. The challenges, then, actually seem small by comparison to what you're trying to do. And so it's just so much easier to take them with gusto. You may also be a founder who loves inventing, but not so much running a company. So go back to the research projects that excite you. Get out of the world of budgets and back into the world of product design. Take time to innovate and experiment with new products. This could inject new growth into the company and will certainly inject new enthusiasm into your leadership. We all know the trope of the lonely CEO, but one of the ways to get reinvested in work, counterintuitively, is to invest more time with people or causes you care about outside of work. Work should not be your only outlet. Other areas of your life can help take the pressure off of your professional life and give you perspective. Passions outside of work can provide you purpose, joy, and energy. Make sure you have people around you who aren't only focused on work. Rediscover your friends and make an effort to talk to them and see them more often. When you're with them, ask them about their activities rather than talk about your business. If you have a romantic partner, you may have neglected the relationship at times. Now is a good time to make up for that by planning intentional dates. Maybe most importantly, take a look at your relationship with yourself. Many founders who've been heads down for years look up to see that they are emotionally and physically tired because of a lack of sleep, physical activity, or healthy food. Recommit to healthy habits and take tangible steps to improve your health. Get more sleep. Take up a meditation practice, move your body more often, or do something else that will support your physical health and energy. If you're not enjoying your job, then don't make it about you. You may have tens, hundreds, or thousands of employees who look up to you. Sometimes the way to get over your own negativity is to focus on others. Research shows that a significant way to improve your own depression is to do good deeds for others. Since this also leads to social connection, when you focus on others, you get a double dose of good feeling. Get to know your employees. Devote yourself to mentoring them. Set goals and score yourself around the number of people you can help rather than your own personal achievements. A few ways to do this are to increase your one-on-one meetings with people. Find out what they're working on and encourage them. Seeing them get excited may change your own mental state. Drop into meetings with small groups and share with them the company vision, the origin story, or anything you think will energize them. Similarly to pitching yourself, when you repitch your employees, you may find yourself reconnected to your mission. Seek out the most optimistic and energetic people inside of the company. Their energy will rub off on you, and they may give you some great new ideas. Set an hour a day in which you talk to different employees about their ideas for improving the company, their R&D proposals, their careers. One of the best ways to get reinvigorated is to have an enemy. So get acquainted with yours. Check out what your competitors are doing and let it inspire you. Take a look at whether your competitors are exploring new technologies or new markets, and reflect on how you could use that knowledge to push your company into exciting areas of innovation. Thinking about your competition is sure to light a fire under you and may lead to some incredible results. Being stuck in a limbo is never a good scenario, but it can also be a moment to breathe. Take stock of where you are in life and set yourself up for the next stage of your personal and professional journey. That's all today from Fast Company. Talk to you tomorrow.
Spoken Layer.
Want to learn how you can make smarter decisions with your money? Well, I've got the podcast for you. I'm Sean Piles, and I host NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Our show features our team of nerds, personal finance experts in credit cards, banking, investing, and more. And they'll help you make the most of your money while cutting through the clutter and misinformation in today's world of personal finance. You'll get clarity on strategies to help you build your wealth, invest wisely, shop for financial products, and plan for major life events. Listen to NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.